Hello and welcome to Teacher Needs Drink Podcast. I'm Elvis, your host, and I'd like to let you know that Teacher Needs Drink Podcast is not safe for work. We are teachers who love our jobs and would like to keep them, so we're using pseudonyms, hence the Elvis. Teacher Needs Drink Podcast also comes out every Wednesday. We are proudly sponsored by Ludlam Dramatics Educational Theater Posters. If you need posters for your classroom or for the back of your Zoom wall and you teach theater or a theater-like subject, or you cover anything that reverts to drama, or you like do a play in your room, go to ludlamdramatics.com and order some of their posters. They are amazing. That's LudlamDramatics.com. A big thank you to all of our Patreon subscribers. For as little as $5, you can help support Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast and get access to lots of bonus exclusive audio content that you could only hear. It's like lost episodes, interviews with the host, special little fun episodes that we've done only for Patreon. You can also get Teacher Needs a Drink swag, like bottle openers, shot glasses, beer koozies, all that kind of good stuff. One of the easiest ways you can help Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast is to leave us a 5-star review and write a little review. Also, if that's too much for you, find just one person on social media in your life and tell them something you heard on Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Help spread the word one person at a time, and we will slowly take over the world. All right. This has been a rough couple of weeks, and a lot of teachers, including myself and all the podcasters, have been struggling. This can be a little bit of a trigger-inducing episode, but we feature and talk and discuss a lot about self-help and things you can do to take care of yourself. Please, if you are feeling troubled or overwhelmed, contact, get help, listen to the first part of the podcast, and then you can stop if it becomes a little too much. But these are things we had to get off our chest to talk about. All right, my friends, we love you. Stay there and enjoy the podcast.
That look like, is he serious? Just like, yeah, I'm serious because she knows how to make my death look natural.
All right. Well, welcome to Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. I am Elvis, your host, and today I am joined by Turd Ferguson. Welcome back, Turd.
Thank you for having me, but grab the plunger because this shit ain't going to flush.
Ugh. And also today, Miss Shirley Temper.
Why, you stuck-up, half-witted, scruffy-looking nerf herder.
Who's scruffy-looking?
What? Thank you.
Bunny and also Miss Bunny O'Hare.
I'm not the droid you're looking for.
Well, welcome, guys. I'm really glad to get a chance to talk to you because, honestly, internalizing a lot of this shit's been killing me this week. I deleted Facebook at least 3 different times from my phone only to re-download it. And then by the next day, I deleted it again because starting my day or looking at just news articles about education and all the stuff that we all know and we're going to discuss today really just bummed the living fuck out of me and gave me tons of anxiety.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
And I know that all of us are in the same boat, and I imagine anyone listening is in the same boat, because currently, for those who have not been paying attention, there is no real state or government leadership from the top level, from the Department of Education, from the White House, from the state governments, other than that schools must open for the economy.
Yes.
And they're letting districts just run with it. And some districts are doing a good job scrambling and coming up with plans, and some are not. Tonight, I was brought a little bit of breathing room because several of the northern districts where I am said, okay, you know what, if that's what you're making us do, we're pushing back the start of school for at least 2 weeks.
Yes.
So that's we can nice. At least come up with a plan. And the thing is, the numbers are only going to get worse. And so I imagine it could be pushed back. I believe that school will not be starting before Labor Day. But I have been wrong about many things. But I don't want to get into that now because that's really, really a bummer. And it's been bothering me a lot. It's been bothering a lot of you a lot. I was talking to a teacher friend of mine, and she literally just melted down and started crying. And when I was asking, I was like, what's wrong? She goes, I've only been teaching for about 4 years, but I can't do this anymore because while I love this, I don't feel valued. And I was like, well, as a teacher, but she's like, no, as a human being, I do not feel valued. I feel like I am just being thrown to sacrifice for the economy or for capitalism or for someone to look good for a re-election.
Collateral damage.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think that's where a lot of us are coming from. But not on the tap. Unemployment sucks. I really don't know where I'm going to be working next year. And that's all of a sudden like 4 weeks away. So that on top, like, oh, fuck. Yep. It's a mindstorm. And so I want to talk about self-care and taking care of yourself before we go. So what I've been doing, I started seeing a shrink again. I've got on some great antidepressants. I'm taking some anti-anxiety. And I'm doing lots of things to help myself feel better. Not only just taking drugs, because drugs are great, man. But, but just trying to exercise more. And honestly, eating better makes a huge, huge difference. If you can get more green vegetables, natural, less processed food, it really does make a big difference for how your brain and body feels physically. And it causes a chain reaction. If you could give it like a day or two, not going vegetarian necessarily, but just eating clean, unprocessed shit, not fast food, you will start to feel better. But that's hard when you feel like crap and the only thing you want to do is lay on your couch and DoorDash. But guys, what are some things you are doing to help take care of yourself to kind of calm the oncoming storm?
I am a beauty person, makeup enthusiast. I'm a bit, yeah, like you didn't know that. But anyway, I have just been trying to do something every day to make myself feel better. I find that if I just wear my same pajamas and I don't at least put on clean during the day pajamas, I feel worse. So I've been really into my skincare game these last few months. That's been nice. Not wearing as much makeup because where the fuck am I going to go? My gym has been open and I go at times when I know nobody's there and I wear masks and gloves, and working out has been very helpful to me. I've been taking lots of vitamins, drinking tons of water, and then occasionally, you know, taking 2 hour baths and crying while I'm in my 2 hour bath from, you know, the fear, but
it's important to let that out. Cause if you bottle it all up, it's going to come out at a time when it's not ideal. And yes, while bathtub's not the greatest time, at least it's cathartic and you can get it out. That's really important.
Yeah. And, you know, just doing things like that. I've been trying to cook a whole lot. Like you said, Elvis, I love to cook. So I've been just getting on my chef game lately. And honestly, just unplugging. I get really overwhelmed. Everybody is adding me to all these teacher groups, teachers for safe opening and teachers for this. And I appreciate it. And there are a lot of really great ideas, but it's just a lot. And it just triggers my anxiety. So just unplugging, watching classic movies is my thing, you know. Breakfast at Tiffany's is my depression movie. I've watched it like 7 times in the last few months. So, you know, just having something that like provides you comfort, I think.
No, I second the least taking care of basic hygiene in the day, whether you need to or not. Like clean clothes. I mean, you don't have to do it first thing, but just getting out of bed and brushing your teeth, it goes a long, long way as opposed to laying in bed for like 3 hours fucking with your phone.
And I'm not going to lie. Like I have a mental health condition that I'm pretty private about. And I find that if I don't like give myself a routine like that, like wake up, have a cup of coffee, wash my face, brush my teeth, those types of things, then everything's wrong. Everything's off. And it just makes everything worse somehow.
Right now is literally a mental health nightmare. I think Bunny said that phrase first like 2 months ago. Mm-hmm. And nothing's been truer. And I think people who aren't used to maybe seeking help because they've never really felt they need it before, this is a good time. There is nothing wrong. And I really want people to normalize. It's okay to talk to a therapist, to take medication. Absolutely. It's part of being a functional human. And just because you do it doesn't mean you have to do it forever. It doesn't mean you're weak. It's to help you. And it's a tool that people, I think, avoid.
And it's interesting that you said that, because did you catch it? I just said I have a mental health condition that I'm private about. And I don't really know why I'm private about it. But I guess, you know, that's just something that's a whole other conversation, I think. But anyway.
It is. But I welcome people right now to discuss and talk about their feelings and what's upsetting them. Because if we leave it all just to sharing like shitty articles on Facebook or sharing things that conveys why you're angry without discussing that you're angry, it leaves it inside you.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel that you really need to find a way to process through emotions and feelings. And really, just social media is not going to do it.
No, it is not.
I want to go back to one quick point, and that is there's a lot of people out there that, yes, go ahead and see what it's like to go into therapy for a little bit, but they always think that they have to go see someone in person. There's actually online counseling going on right now, and I actually considered going to or signing up for a couple of sessions. At the same time, I was just like, okay, let's see how this rides out, and I'm open to it because I've done it before. I have found that my release has been playing board games virtually with some of my friends and just having kind of a, for lack of a better word, a beer hour. We're not drinking beer. We're just playing games, talking shit over a online server. And it's been helping to just get humor.
Getting outside, I've been thankful over and over and over again to live in a house where I have a backyard and no upstairs neighbors. Fresh air and vitamin D sunshine and trees and plants. And my husband has started a garden. And it's nice to have that reminder that the earth is intended to grow. And the earth, by its nature, is going to find life finds a way.
Well said.
Do I hear Jurassic Park? Sorry.
Yes, right. No, I'm glad somebody caught the reference and it wasn't just me being bizarre.
Raptor attack!
No, but like other little things that just make you feel a little bit more normal, things from the before times, like I got a new color of nail polish and I painted my toenails because I always used to go get pedicures and making sure that I always have a flavor of coffee creamer. Like instead of going to Starbucks all the time, I have my, you know, delicious flavor of coffee creamer that I put in my coffee, and just the little things that kind of a little bit of normalcy for you, I feel like helps me a lot. And tacking on to the trend of mental health stuff, I start with the basics like exercise and getting outdoors and having a routine and things like that. But dear listeners, I'm gonna sparkles for a second. Dear listeners, if you get to the point that you just feel like nothing you're doing is helping, there's websites like Turd said, there's medication, and there shouldn't be a stigma about it. If it helps level the playing field and reset your brain where you can function like a normal person, medication for mental health conditions is not about being happy all the time or blocking out anything that's going wrong in your life. It's about being able to function at a normal level where you can continue adulting and not just, in my case, not that this has ever happened, lying in bed all day and crying and eating Doritos, you know.
Yeah.
If you have tried all of the usual stuff and feel like you are still just without any motivation and any light at the end of the tunnel, then don't feel weird about medication or about seeing a therapist, because this is a weird ass time that we are in. We are in the darkest timeline and we are stuck here.
For me, my point realizing it was where I, just like Bunny said, I did all of my usual things that have broke me out of funks in the past, where I would do a lot of long walks, I would spend time with my kids, I would just work on a project, and I couldn't even bring myself to do those. And also living in Texas, it's fucking hot as hell. It's that point where if you're not out of bed at 9, it's going to be 99. So you have to, if you're going to do exercise outside, it's pretty much, you know, before 8:30 in the morning or after, you know, 8 o'clock at night. And I don't feel comfortable going to gyms right now. That's just my own thing. But I was like, okay, I've been in this for a couple of weeks now. It's time for me to get help. And it really has made a huge, huge difference. I want to advocate for everyone out there. If you feel it, please, please get yourself some help. Hey guys, do you know that we have a Patreon?
Oh my God.
What?
What?
That's right. For as little as $5 a month, you can hear bonus episodes of Teacher Needs a Drinks that are exclusive to the Patreon. You can also get swag like these brand new Teacher Needs a Drink shot glasses, beer koozies, bottle openers, and buttons, and all kinds of stuff. There's also interviews with some of our illustrious cast members, and we're going to have at least some kind of content released at least 2 to 3 times a month on there. So please go to Patreon, help support our podcast, and check it out.
What?
Today.
What?
Do
what
it.
What?
Do it now.
Okay. Time to talk about the grim shit. And we all have lots of things. And I looked at Reddit. I looked at everything. And pretty much all the teachers are on the same page. There's no fun articles right now. There's no silly, like, look at this whimsical kindergarten thing. Everyone in this podcast is pretty fucking liberal. We're different degrees of liberal, but we're pretty much all on the fuck Trump side at this point.
Yes. And
yes.
It's,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not speaking out of turn, and that also goes for Miss Sparkles and for Miss Rosie Rose, who are not here tonight. Oh, we miss them dearly and wish they were. But so, if you are offended or like hardcore Republican, you probably wouldn't have been listening to us anyway. Education is kind of fucked at the moment, and it's fucked from the top down, because I believe at a grassroots level, teachers have been doing their jobs well for a long time.
True.
And it's the further up the pipeline you go, the more screwed up it's going. At a district level, I think for the most part, I believe most districts are doing the right thing by their students. They want them to graduate. They want good numbers. They want it all. And then once you get to a state level, I think it starts to get murky, because once you get there, you have people who are not teachers, who have not been in education running things. And these are the people who are being bought out by testing companies. And right now, the place that's really pissing me off the most is the Texas Education Agency, otherwise known as TEA, where they, however, have chosen to close their offices and work remotely because it is not safe out there until January of 2021. But they insist that all mandatory testing needs to happen this year as normal, and that they are agreeing with the president of the United States, Donald fucking Trump, that school needs to go on. And it goes from them to the governor to the White House. And really, these people have demands that we need you guys back in there because we want childcare because it makes us look bad. But they don't really seem to give a fuck about teachers right now. And I think that's causing a huge part of the breakdown. And our districts are scrambling to do the best they can to make parents happy, to keep teachers safe, to quit losing teachers retiring. But it fucking sucks because there is no leadership. The head of the education agency has not said one thing about what they can do to keep teachers safe. Instead, she is busy taking funding and giving it to private schools because she doesn't think public schools need the money to help keep people safe. And I am hurt and offended, and it just pisses me off to no level.
I've been thinking about this for quite some time, and the tone of education right now is that they don't want their kids to be educated. They want their kids back at school so that we can get parents back to work. And I say bullshit on that. At 3 months ago, we were referred to as queen of the chessboard, and now we are simply the pawns. And the king has left the field in the hands of inexperienced advisors. And I'm still going with that shit. We keep on dumping more shit on education because, you know, first we had to start feeding kids that were malnourished. And then they were just like, hey, we need to start teaching sex education. And then they started throwing in mental health at us. And then we have to start dealing with the behavior of students that cannot control themselves. And while all of our responsibilities keep on increasing, the funding does not. It actually decreases, and you're getting to this point where you're going to lose good quality teachers because of three reasons. One, they don't feel valued. Two, they don't think that they're actually being referred to as human because we're about to be thrown into a fucking petri dish. And then the third reason is that we are professionals and yet we're still being treated as a fucking babysitter.
on the bright side of this, there are districts that are doing the right thing. The district that my children go to sent out a very great letter from the superintendent saying, we have been ordered and mandated that if we do not want to lose our funding, we need to have bodies in campuses. And so they say, we are going to take our time to give the best options available. They're letting the parents weigh in. They're giving us a couple weeks. And then they're also setting up designated teachers that can be just online and designated teachers that will be just classroom. I like that idea because at least it's giving room that if there's a teacher who has an illness, they can be strictly an online teacher and not have to be in that position. Someone who, I don't know, just recovered from cancer and just finished chemo treatment or just like lost all their bone marrow. And so there are positives. There are a lot of people doing the right thing and trying really hard, but it's an uphill battle.
One of the things that made me angriest about the way that TEA handled releasing the information was, okay, for anybody who's not in Texas, I don't know how it is in other states. In order for teachers to resign their contract, they have to give notice 45 days before the first day of instruction. So for most districts in the area that I'm in, that was July the 4th. TEA announced its guidance on July the 7th. So if teachers want to resign from their contracts now, we run the risk of losing our teaching credentials. We run the risk of not being able to be rehired somewhere else if we go, and we run the risk of losing our retirement benefits. Like what you can't convince me that they, because the guidance was supposed to have come out in mid-June and then they waited until just after the cutoff for resignations. Like you can't convince me that was coincidental. They knew that people were going to be unhappy and wanting to resign and wanting to quit and stuff. And Texas being a right to work state, we can't collectively bargain. We can't strike. We can't have sick outs for the same reason. We run the risk of losing our credentials and our retirement. They've got us over a barrel and it sucks.
And it seems to be not just Texas. I was doing some research earlier, and pretty much most of the states that you are not allowed to unionize as teachers, the right to work states, those are the states like Florida that are being ordered back in. Teacher Needs a Drink podcast had a picture on their Instagram and Facebook page. You probably saw it elsewhere, where it was the front page of the Miami Herald, where the top right corner was all teachers and students ordered to go back into school. And then the next half was all gyms, restaurants, and beaches shut down for health reasons.
Let me preface this by saying that for the parents who are either single parents or both parents have to work in order to keep the lights turned on, like for the people that feel like they have no choice in the matter, the parents that feel like they have no choice but to send their kids back to school, I genuinely feel for those parents. Like I don't have children of my own, and I can't imagine being in that situation right now. The idea that it's suddenly going to be safe just to send everybody back in, like at the state level, is what pisses me off. And I don't want to dump on parents who don't feel like they have a choice in the matter. I've been telling all of my parent friends that are like, oh, I don't really know what to do. I've been telling my parent friends, like, if there is any possible way that you can make it work to have your kids stay learning from home this fall, do it, because that will not only keep you and your family safe, but it'll reduce the numbers of kiddos in classrooms for the ones that do have to go back because of their family situation and or the teachers. On a related note, kind of to what you were saying, Elvis, people talk about, you know, oh, the socialization and, you know, kids need to be around other kids and all this kind of stuff for, you know, their psychological health. I fully agree that we need to be addressing kids' social emotional needs, but don't you think it's going to be bad for their psychological health when they see their teachers get sick and possibly die?
I feel 100% more comfortable sending my kids back to school or going back into most schools if I had confidence in leadership from the top.
Correct.
But right now, I have no confidence in TEA. I have no confidence in my governor, because so far they have shown and demonstrated through their actions repeatedly that they really don't care. They just want to get the economy going, and they don't want to be the ones to close down first, because that's going to make a few voters angry, or who knows why. I mean, it's almost a race to the bottom at this point.
And on top of it, even though our governor had a mandatory mask order, my little town that I live in, our county sheriff was like, we ain't going to do it. We ain't going to make people wear their masks. We ain't going to ticket them. We just can't. We just got too much going on. It's against their liberties. And, ooh, it's on CNN, y'all.
Yeah, I just had a friend get out of a four-week stay in a hospital where he has permanent blood clot damage to almost every organ in his body because of this. And was a normal, healthy guy. And it was probably because someone wasn't wearing a mask who was sick and he was in the same place and just kaboom. This is real, and it doesn't get everybody. And I think the fact that it doesn't get everybody seems to make people not care as much, which really pisses me off. But there's going to be a real wake-up call when more people, you know, when it goes from, oh, I heard someone in that town got sick, to, oh, God, my cousin just got sick, or, oh, my sister just got sick. Talking and ranting does make me feel better, though.
Yeah.
I feel heard.
Yeah.
But I also want to let people know that we've received a lot of emails, more than I think I've ever gotten to Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. And they were all people pretty much voicing these same concerns. Like, what do they expect us to do? We are just lambs to the slaughter. There are things you can do to try to make your voice heard. And let's talk about that, because we can rant and rant and rant forever, but there's important things you can do. First of all, call your district, contact your district that level, let them know you support them or you don't support what they're doing. Make your voice heard, and also make sure that parents in your area can communicate to the district and let them know whether they approve or disapprove of what your district's doing. Then you need to take it to the next level. Email your governor. Do not just copy and paste something from moveon.org, because they'll just delete that. But if you take the time to call the governor, your representative's office, if they get enough, they will start to listen and go, oh shit, my people are actually kind of upset about this now. They might do something. You need to try to get your voice heard.
I want to be supportive of my district. I understand they had to wait for state mandate. My district was quick. The second that TEA released their guidelines bullshit, the next day, we have a new superintendent this year, and he sat on the thing. He was like, okay, so here's what the information we have, and this is how we're going to roll with it. And I appreciate that. But I have a lot of questions, because we have an obscene amount of professional development before school starts in my district. We have 2.5 weeks of it.
Holy shit.
2.5 weeks of it. What's that going to be like? Because I don't want to be I'm a 5A school. I don't want to be trapped in a room with tons of people for days on end. You know, can we do it digitally? My district, in their infinite wisdom, has switched from Google Classroom, which I finally feel like, hey, I know how to use this, to a new system. And we will receive training on it when we come back. But you know that we're going to be required to have both in-class prep and online prep with a brand new system that nobody's used.
No, and there's enough teachers that struggle with any kind of change. Oh. I'm one of them. I mean, I'm pretty literate with computers. I know what I'm doing. I'm not an old man, but I know there's a lot of teachers who just can't handle change or last minute. And much like Bunny, I like to know what I'm getting into and to kind of play with it for a little bit first. I don't want to just like, okay, you've got a week, learn this completely, master it, and don't fuck up, and here you go.
Absolutely. And I'm the only person who teaches the subject that I teach. There's nobody else. And so I can't expect for somebody to help me, or PLCs are bullshit for me anyway, because nobody can help me. But we had some previous leadership who would just dump extra stuff on us and be like, oh, it's okay. You can take care of it in your PLC. Of me? Because it's me. And, you know, I know everybody keeps telling me, you know, we're all in this together. I'm not the only teacher that's having these thoughts and feelings and stuff. But it's a lot, because now, on top of all this, I have to learn a brand new long-distance digital learning system, and I probably am going to have to just a few days to turn it around and be ready for the school year.
The saying I heard that I think speaks the best to this is that we're all in the same storm, but we're all trapped in different boats. Mm. Some people have these mega yachts and some people are in tiny little dinghies that have holes in them. I mean, that you really can't compare. Yes, we're all in this together, but your experience, my experience are all different. And I just know we're all struggling right now. Every single one of us.
Holy Ms. Bunny. Dinghy, Batman.
Stereotypical Jesus. You die from natural causes. You ascend toward a warm white light. You immediately realize you have entered the afterlife, and, much to your surprise, it is exactly like the cliched kindergarten version of Christian heaven. The ground is covered by a white cloud-like fog. Angels fly around you and play the harp. You are wearing a comfortable white robe. Everyone there is aimlessly walking around, smiling broadly, perfectly content. This, it seems, is how you will spend eternity. Upon your arrival, you are greeted by Jesus, and he looks exactly like the stereotypical depiction of Jesus. Welcome to heaven, he says. I think you will like it here, and I look forward to loving you unconditionally for the duration of time. But I also realize that heaven isn't necessarily for everyone, so I always give newcomers a chance to go to the other place if that's what they'd prefer. Are you referring to hell? You say in response. Oh, no, says Jesus. Not hell. Certainly not hell. I would never send you to hell. But you can go somewhere that isn't here. It's another viable post-life option. About 18% of our potential residents go in that direction. What's the other place like, you ask? I can't tell you, says Jesus. But if you do elect to go there, you can never come back here. And you only have 20 minutes to decide. Well, why only 20, you ask? Because I'm Jesus, says Jesus. What do you do?
First things first, there's no way I'd go to heaven. There's no way. Y'all know me. Hell no. I'm going to heaven? Shit. But if for some freak backwards, you know, backwards logic, I do make it to kindergarten heaven, I would absolutely choose the other thing. That's so boring. I want to die.
You don't want to smile?
I already died. Because I'm in heaven.
Oh, you're going to hell.
I am.
I second Shirley's notion of, yeah, how the hell did I get here? Pun intended. I think for me, I would just look around and be like, yeah, what's that other place like exactly? And of course, they're going to still say, well, I can't tell you. And then I'm just going to ask very simple questions like, is it really warm or is it a nice temperature? Because I'm all about temperature and, you know, a little bit of adventure, et cetera, et cetera. So, and if you still won't answer it, then I'm just going to take my chances and explore the other worlds. So there you go.
I think I would use those 18 minutes to explore because I know, is there food? Is there pastrami in heaven? I like pastrami. Is there sex in heaven? I love sex.
Yeah.
Ron White had a bit about who the hell wants 50 virgins? I want 52 slutty broads who know what they're doing.
Yes.
Exactly.
So,
Ms. Bunny.
God.
I would probably spend that 20 minutes asking a whole bunch of questions. Like, depending on who died ahead of me, where is so-and-so? Did they stay here or did they go to the other place? Is there food? do I get a harp? Do I, like, I don't know. I feel like I have a lot of questions for Jesus in general, so I might be tempted to stay, but I would probably spend a lot of time asking where did my mom go? Where is Shirley Temper?
Shirley Temper's in hell. That's where Shirley is. But you are a perfect angel, and you would absolutely be in heaven.
My friends, please stay healthy. Take care of yourselves. Please, please take care of yourselves. Breathe, go for walks. And if you need to find someone online or find a therapist or something, it is really inexpensive. Medication is inexpensive. You don't necessarily need medication. You might just need to find people and talk. Internalizing a lot of the sadness or frustration or anxiety does not do you, your health, or anyone any good. So please, 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 if nothing else, find someone to talk to. All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us for another edition of Teacher Needs a Drink podcast. Please, please, please take care of yourselves. Turd, it was interesting talking to you again.
A little bit of advice for everyone out there. Mask it or casket.
And Shirley, it was great having you here.
May the force be with you.
And also with you. And Ms. Bunny O'Hare, it was a delight talking to you.
A pleasure as always.
And to our friend Sparkle and Miss Rosie Rose, we missed you desperately this week, and I hope you guys get rest and feel better soon. All right, my friends, deep breaths, deep drinks. Cheers!
Cheers!
All right, thank you for joining us for another episode of Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast. Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast comes out every Wednesday, and you can find it, well, obviously you have found it, so just listen to it. If you have something you'd like to share with us here at Teacher Needs a Drink Podcast, you can tag us on Instagram, Facebook, or go to the contact page of teacherneedsadrinkpodcast.com. I'd like to give a very special thank you to Miss Shirley Temper, Turd Ferguson, and Bunny O'Hare, and of course, Miss Priscilla, who's by my side while I do all of this. It'd be impossible to do without all you guys, and it makes me feel a lot better to do this. It really does get a lot off my chest. If you can, please go support us on our Patreon or support our sponsor, Ludlam Dramatics. If you need the posters, they've got them. All right, please help spread the word, leave a review, tell people about it. That's all I got. Everyone, take care of yourselves. We'll chat next week. Bye.
Well, let me top off my drink. I'm not topping off my drink. I poured it like I filled it like halfway with vodka, and then I sipped it down like I poured this probiotic juice on it. I sipped it down, and yeah, it needs more of the probiotic juice.
Because that's what your cocktail needs.
It's vodka and probiotics. K-Vita, sparkling, so. Oh,
that's a new combination. I think I may need to try this.
Vodka and kombucha?
Yeah, there's different kombuchas I've been getting because they're healthy. Well, they're relatively healthy. They still have some sugar, but just, I don't know. I kind of like the combination. It's fizzy. It's not too sugary. And, you know, I think rum would probably go really well with it, too, but I've been doing like Tito's for my drink.
Can't
I don't
go wrong
know.
There.
I've been enjoying this one. Yeah.